This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's go to the fan hotline right now. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with the Browns and the Browns quarterback situation. A guy that's kind of taking a big picture look at all the quarterbacks in the NFL. He writes for The Athletic, and he's been on the show before. Friend of the show, I would say, probably especially for Dan. He is Mike Sando. Hi, Mike. How are you?
How's it going, Mike?
Great. Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, we are excited to have you on. We talk about quarterback tiers, and I may have tears after hearing what you have to say when you're looking at the Browns situation between Pickett, Flacco, Gabriel, Sanders, Huntley, and sure, why not throw Watson in there? How do the Browns stack up in your tiers?
Well, we don't put any rookies in there, so, okay. You know, Shadur Sanders and Dylan Gabriel, there's nothing to evaluate yet. They play, you know, at least we got Shadur in the preseason. But, yeah, I mean, between Flacco, you know, being kind of on his last legs a little bit, he's down in Tier 4, which for a veteran player means, you know, probably not suited to start the whole season. Flacco got 5 votes in Tier 3, which is kind of a legitimate starter who needs help to win, but 11 of the 50 also put him in Tier 5, so he's not a starter. And then Kenny Pickett ended up being the only guy in Tier 5, which I don't know. I feel he's a little bit better than that, but the situations haven't been good for him. I think Pittsburgh's a good team to go to, except for when he went there with Matt Canada as coordinator. I don't think was a good situation for him or Ben Roethlisberger for that matter. So he may still have something, but it's hard to look at what the Browns have now and, you know what they have now.
It's one of the highlights of the quarterback tiers column, and everybody should give it a read at The Athletic. It's one of the best reads all year of just seeing where all the different quarterbacks sit, and Joe Flacco in quarterback Tier 4, and you click it, and it's one of the best lines as a defensive coordinator going, "He's still playing?" I mean, that's just an all-timer, and especially around Cleveland here, where he came in for 4 games and just lit the world on fire, and like could probably get a statue right next to the stadium, Mike, if he asked politely. Do you think there's anything left in the tank for Joe Flacco, or do you think the guy that we saw in Indianapolis is the guy that Joe Flacco is?
I think he can be better than that. I think it was a good situation there. Now, you know, he's going to need good defensive support, but I think one of the funny, that was a funny quote there on Flacco, is he still playing? But, you know, after having fun with it, I went and looked, like, his numbers the last few years, some of his stats are better than they were earlier in his career. So I think he can still play a little bit. I don't know about the whole grind of the season, you know, a 17-game season, especially if you were asking him to do a ton. right? I think that's unrealistic. But in a play action type offense where you're going to play good, hopefully play good defense, I think you can do worse. Like, I think it's possible the Colts could be worse, you know?
Hmm. Mike, what's the matrix on trying to figure out what tier the quarterback's in?
So tier one is a guy who carries it every week, doesn't really have a hole in his game, and when you have to pass, you're in those pure pass situations, he handles it pretty expertly. So there's five guys in that group. And then tier two is just kind of a less consistent version of tier one. There's going to be a hole or two in the game, need a little bit more help. So you get some really good quarterbacks in tier two, like Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, you know, even Jalen Hurts as a Super Bowl winner is there, somebody who probably needs, you know, benefits from the help around him. Baker Mayfield, I don't know if you heard of him, he's in tier two. But I feel like the tier one and two, you could maybe get to the Super Bowl without having, you know, the all-time greatest defense ever or something. And then tier three is going to get paid. We see that tier three's got Kyler Murray, Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Geno Smith, some of these guys. They're good quarterbacks, good starters. You question how far you can go with them. Maybe you got to be special around them. And tier four is either, you know, either like a Flacco type who the league isn't sure you want to go through the whole year with as a starter, or it could be J.J. McCarthy and not enough info, you know. And then five would just be flat out not a starter. So there's a number of guys who got those types of votes. You know, Flacco got 11 of those. Pickett got 28 of those tier fives. So then we just average it all together. And you know, if you're we can get a good idea then of how the league sees, you know, the players at the position.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Position.
Mike Sander from The Athletic joining us on the Fan Hotline. Read quarterback tiers. It's must read every year for all the quarterbacks to just see how the league is looking at these guys and thinking of them. And of course, one of them you brought up earlier was Kenny Pickett. And you were thinking maybe he's got a little bit more in a tank. What about you've seen with Kenny Pickett makes you think that maybe there's something there? Because a lot of people in Cleveland are kind of, he's the forgotten man in all of this, who I think a lot of people would like to push to the side to see more of Shedeur Sanders.
Well, some of it, you know, I think there was some reason to like him coming out. Not love him. He didn't go in the top five of the draft. But I think there was something there. And then I think, like I said, so situation is such a big thing for the quarterbacks who come in, especially if you're not, you know, just a great one who comes in like Andrew Luck and just overcomes whatever it is and puts the team on his back. Kenny Pickett's not going to do that. But if Kenny Pickett had been drafted by Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, you know, he may look better. I look at somebody like Sam Howell. When he had Eric Bieniemy and he's trying to throw every single down, it looked terrible. But if he had to go in and play 8 games for Minnesota this year, I bet he would do better, don't you think, with what they've got there and the people around him. I've seen Pete Carroll, you know, who's a big believer in building up people, get a Geno Smith, who's, oh, what's Geno Smith got? I mean, come on. And he becomes a good quarterback with just somebody who believes in him. Conversely, I think Sean Payton wanted nothing to do with Russell Wilson. It was a bad fit, but he likes Bo Nix. Now Bo Nix is doing well. You think if he didn't want to take Bo Nix, they would look that good? So he would look that good. So I think there's some of that. You know, Sam Darnold in New York, tough situation, but gets a chance somewhere else. So I think there's talent with these guys. And so Pickett in a good situation, we'll see if Cleveland would be that, I think would look better than he would look in a bad situation.
It's interesting you bring up Sam Darnold when thinking of that too, because that's the name that pops in my head of the guy who found the perfect situation, and Kevin O'Connell, who just knows what he's doing. Now J.J. McCarthy takes the helm, Sam Darnold finding his way to the Seahawks. From people you've talked to around the league, did Minnesota make the right move by handing the keys to J.J. McCarthy?
I think there's a mix of opinions on that. Like, probably based on where, if here's the deal, if you had that conviction on him to take him that early, then play him. Then I think you do that. But what I wonder is, you know, that if we got together, I don't care if we got together 20 of our friends or we got together the Vikings front office, guaranteed there's going to be some people after last year who think you should stick with Darnold, right? I think that's the interesting thing for an organization. Just like internally with Cleveland, there was probably some people who didn't want to do Deshaun Watson, or there's some people who didn't want to bring back Flacco, and some people who did. Those are the types of debates that go on. They have to be there in a healthy organization, but it makes you wonder, like, who is pushing for what in Minnesota? Because they kind of had Darnold, didn't do it. A lot of times the coach would like to have the guy who he just won with, the known quantity. And then you flirted a little bit with Aaron Rodgers, reportedly. Didn't do it. There's been some question marks, it seems, with McCarthy. Nothing really spelled out, but you just get the feeling that there's, for some reason, they weren't 100%. They wanted to kind of see what he was going to do this offseason before they turned over this winning team to a rookie. So if the conviction's high on him, yes, you do it. But I would imagine there were different opinions there in Minnesota, because Darnold looked so good for most of the year.
Mike, what's your take on Baker Mayfield? I mean, the gigantic jump into Tier 1 this year. Do you see the trend moving forward? What do you see when you look at Baker Mayfield?
I felt like you guys may know more than me from watching him. You know, in Cleveland, the injury was a part of it, and I think maturity, too. I think he's probably matured, and I think getting to not just any other situation, but he's had some time. He feels like a little bit of a different guy, I think. And, you know, now they have another third year in a row. He's going with a coordinator who's never done it before. So there's always the chance that their next coordinator is not very good. And Baker's affected by that. But I think you have to give him credit for, you know, Dave Canales and Liam Cohen had never called plays before, and they both got head coaching jobs after 1 year. Yeah. I think that has to be, you know, not only the players around Baker, but Baker too. I think he's definitely taken a step, found a groove. Some of it is just, hey, you're in a place you feel wanted, right? You got a good group of guys, and it just meshes. And I think he's at that point in his career where it looks pretty good, and now we'll see if this next coordinator is good, bad, or indifferent.
Mike Sando joining us on the hotline, Reed Quarterback Tiers on The Athletic right now. Always a fantastic read. Mike, as you were doing the research for all of this and talking to all the offensive gurus, front office people, defensive coordinators, did the reputation of Kevin Stefanski come up at all? And if it did, how much of an offensive mind does the league see Kevin Stefanski as being?
Yeah, not in particular. It didn't come up. You know, I think he's well regarded in the league, not just as an offensive guy, but as a head coach. Just and I've heard that. I remember talking to some people about that maybe a year or two ago, because they've gone through obviously some tough stuff at quarterback, and I think the general impression is that he's weathered it and done pretty well with the hand he's been dealt. And I think that's what people feel like, is just sort of like, I don't know how you guys feel, but I don't know that he and Andrew Berry would have done what they did with Deshaun Watson. It felt like they sort of got, you know, not that they were not complicit in some way, but I felt like they were sort of dealt that hand and kind of had to play him, you know? Did you feel that too?
We're still trying to get to the bottom of everything that took place and all of those things, but you could kind of get a sense every so often.
Yeah, that's just kind of what I felt about it. I think the league kind of sees it that way, too, because otherwise there'd probably be changes, right, if they were responsible for doing that. It feels like the owner sort of was part of that. So I think we just need to let the waters settle and move on. Like I felt last year they should have moved on from Deshaun Watson earlier. And I think if they can get through that, we'll get a clear picture of, you know, Stefanski working with quarterbacks. They got a couple of young ones now, too. That was a weird process. Hey, who do you think Stefanski wanted to take both of those guys, or did he like one more than the other? You always don't really know there who's doing what, and so I think that can cloud it for the head coach.
Well, you know how that goes, man. You want to have six quarterbacks on the roster at all times, because then you can put all six out there and 11 personnel and throw all sorts of, you know, passes and behind the back and all that kind of stuff.
And a lot of people in the league thought, wondered going into the draft, hey, are they just going to kind of, you know, take a year off here and come out swinging when Deshaun Watson's off the books? And they sort of hedged their bets by they took quarterbacks, but they didn't declare on one early. When you take them in the third and fifth round, it's not the same as the first round. You're just sort of taking guys. So we'll see what this year looks like, what they get out of those guys. Those guys probably aren't ready to lead a team to a bunch of victories. So maybe we'll find out what they really want to do next year.
Do you see a path to above 500 for the Cleveland Browns this year?
I mean, there's a long pause there for me on that. You know, I think it would have to be 9-8.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's kind of, cause I've been doing that lately, Mike, of trying to figure out, okay, is there a path to above 500 that involves great defense and a ball control offense and a really good offensive line and it humming from there? And so that's why I was wondering, okay, maybe Mike might see this path too, and I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that path, you know, and we joke about having all these different quarterbacks, but, you know, maybe one of them does well, you know.
Mike Sando, thank you very much. Make sure you read him at The Athletic. NewYorkTimes.com is /athletic as well, so make sure you check that out. I have to tell you, I kind of want to sit down with my fantasy draft and make sure I've got this with me while I'm looking at this too. So thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll see you.
There you go. Mike Sando.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.